Hello, I'm Daniel. This is my podcast, Sharpening the Mind. I am a meditation teacher and also a labor activist in Kansas City, Missouri. I teach classes in meditation and Buddhism at the Rime Buddhist Center, as well as a few other places. Thank you for listening and have a great day. I was on a work trip to Washington, D.C., and I visited the Washington Buddhist Vihara. I knew I had a little bit of free time, and I set that aside to go there. It is the oldest Theravada Buddhist temple in the United States, the oldest one. And it is, they're Sri Lankan Theravada Buddhists. So anyway, I went there, and by the way, it's a house. A lot of Buddhist temples in this country are houses, right? It's a house. It's a little bit bigger than the Rime Center, but not a lot. It's not a mansion. It's a house. Okay. So anyway, though, I get there and I'm unannounced. I just have gone there and think, oh, I'll be able to go in and see the temple. But I was completely unprepared. And I got there and I met a teacher named Bhante Dhammasiri. And he graciously invited me in and he showed me around the temple and he gave me food. He made me eat, basically. He basically forced, you know how sometimes people are really, really friendly and they force food on you? It was like that. But it was like jackfruit and green beans, like good green beans and jackfruit and stuff like that. And I thought, oh, my wife would love this. That's what I thought. But anyway, then what happened? Then he just gave me his time. He talked to me for over an hour about various aspects of Buddhist teaching. And he didn't have to do that, you know, really nice guy. But anyway, I'm telling you all that to tell you what happened at the end, which is when I was leaving, he tied this white string around my wrist. And we had talked about like how they don't do malas, for example. They don't do malas. They don't do an incredible amount of chanting. That's what we talked about. They don't do a lot of chanting. They don't do the kind of mantras we do here. But when he was tying this string around my wrist, he recited words in his language. He recited words. And it was kind of sing-songy, so I guess it was a song. He chanted in his language. So anyway, at the end, I've got this around my wrist. That's cool. I'm getting ready to go. And I asked him, hey, what were you chanting when you tied that around my wrist? And he said, well, it's for protection. And I was chanting the Metta Sutta, the Buddha's Discourse on Kindness. My favorite text. So it really took me aback because the Metta Sutta, the Buddha's Discourse on Loving Kindness, that's my favorite text, okay? So it's like, right? And so, the Metta Sutta, the Buddha's Discourse on Loving Kindness. There is this part, I'm going to tell you the backstory real quick. These monks in the Buddha's time, they went to meditate in a forest. And they came to believe the forest was haunted. They thought there were ghosts in the forest. So they went to the Buddha and they said, hey, we think there's ghosts. We can't meditate there. And the Buddha, he gives them this teaching. He tells them it's for protection. The Discourse on Loving Kindness, the Metta Sutta. And he says, you just memorize this, do the practices in here, and recite it, and the ghosts will not bother you. Do this and the ghost will not bother you. This sutta, this text, this teaching is your protection. So they're like, okay, they believe in the Buddha. They believe what he tells them. So they go back to the forest. They learn this teaching first and then they go back to the forest and they're not bothered by ghosts anymore. Now, there's more than one way to interpret this. I like to interpret it as the ghosts were not real. And these monks, because they were filling their minds with so much love, they didn't have time to imagine ghosts that were not there. They didn't have time. or energy to do that, right? They're busy just practicing goodwill towards others, just reflecting on love and compassion and all these things. They were so busy doing that. They were so busy doing positive things that they didn't have time to make up ghosts that were not there. And that's, you know, we do that. Maybe not literally ghosts, but we do that, certainly. We invent problems in our head. What if everybody judges me, right? What if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? We are endless machines of worry sometimes. But what if we can fill our hearts with so much positivity that we're not? What if we can? And I'm going to read the Metta Sutta to you. This is the translation from Tanisaro Bhikkhu. And I'm just going to read it out loud. Okay, here we go. And again, this is the Buddha speaking. He says, "This is to be done by one skilled in aims who wants to break through to the state of peace. Be capable, upright, and straightforward. Easy to instruct, gentle, and not conceited. Content and easy to support, with few duties, living lightly. With peaceful faculties, masterful, modest, and no greed for supporters. Do not do the slightest thing that the wise would later censure. Think, happy at rest, may all beings be happy at heart. Whatever beings there may be, weak or strong, without exception, long, large, middling, short, subtle, blatant, seen and unseen, near and far, born and seeking birth, may all beings be happy at heart. Let no one deceive another or despise anyone anywhere, or through anger or irritation wish for another to suffer. As a mother would risk her life to protect her child, her only child, even so should one cultivate a limitless heart with regard to all beings. With goodwill for the entire cosmos, cultivate a limitless heart, above, below, and all around, unobstructed, without enmity or hate, whether standing, walking, sitting, or lying down, as long as one is alert, one should be resolved on this mindfulness. This is called a sublime abiding here and now. Not taken with views, but virtuous and consummate in vision, having subdued desire for sensual pleasures, one never again will lie in the womb." That's the text. So that's the teaching that these monks had memorized and recited in the woods. And at that time, ghosts didn't attack them. Ghosts didn't attack them. So I noticed, though, I want to share with you. In the first part, it's a list of virtues. Things that should be done by one who wants to break through to the state of peace. Which really, this isn't even a Buddhist message, really. If you want some peace in your life, This is what to do. And then there's a list. There's a list of 15 virtues. And I didn't immediately notice this when I read this text, actually. It starts with a list of 15 virtues that we should strive to be capable, upright, straightforward, easy to instruct, gentle, not conceited, content, easy to support, with few duties, living lightly, with peaceful faculties, masterful, modest, and no greed for supporters. And then lastly, this last one I think is kind of a catch-all in case we forgot anything. Do not do the slightest thing that a wise would later censure, right? So if wise people say don't do it, maybe don't do it, right? So the first part of this text is the Buddha saying be a good person. These are the things that bring peace to your life. And then he goes on to say, let's set an intention for others to be happy. And he describes whatever beings there may be. And he goes into that weak or strong, long, large, middling, short. I don't know why he goes into that like one by one just to make sure you know all, like I would think all beings would be enough. But then like I look at this and I think, oh, well, I'm weak, middling, and blatant. Maybe that is directly to me. Wow, right? And then it's just about generating good intentions after that. Let no one deceive another. Cultivate a limitless heart. That means nobody's out of our heart. Everyone's brought into the circle of our compassion and kindness. So, and if we do this, this is kind of the path that takes an open heart as the whole path. Right? The Buddha's saying, if you do this, having subdued and you subdue the desire for sensual pleasures, maybe that's more easier said than done. But if you can do that, you'll never again lie in the womb. And that's a shorthand. That means you'll attain enlightenment. So So, that's it for today. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me, and have a good day. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.